Ivan Martin with you through until noon, and delighted to welcome to the programme a very patient Jenny Bond. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here, and a nice sunny morning in Belfast. Is it the same where you are?
Well, I'm in a studio with no windows, but when I came in, it looked pretty nice.
Good, good, good. Now, you, of course, are known to millions as the former BBC Royal Correspondent, and this year the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh celebrating the longest royal marriage in British history. That's quite a feat, one of so many they've had as a couple.
Yeah, 70 years. Yes, the first royal couple to be married for 70 years. Not many people are going to make their platinum wedding anniversary, are they? But it's a great achievement for them, and born of a love that started very early on in their lives. I mean, the Queen actually, as young Princess Elizabeth, fell for Philip, a very good-looking young naval officer, when she was just 13. Obviously, the relationship didn't go anywhere until she was older, but people say, friends close to her say, that from that moment on there could be no one else for her.
Yeah, he, to use a word from that era, he was a dashing young man, wasn't he?
He was. He was tall, obviously, and blonde, a Greek god in a way, Prince Philip of Greece, and very royal. I mean, that they share Queen Victoria is their great-great-grandmother, so some say he's got more royal blood flowing through his veins, actually, than the Queen herself.
But a winning partnership, together all this time, and, you know, there's been lots of things said down the years, but they come through it all and they deal with it, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's been ups and downs in their marriage, obviously, as in any marriage. I've heard it said, and I'm sure it's quite true, that Philip is pretty much the only person who can shout at the Queen. And once, I think, they had a bit of a row, and so he just stopped the car and said, well, get out then. Like we all have ups and downs, but
sure.
Essentially they are very good friends. And he has supported her in this role, this very taxing role she was handed when she was just 25. And he has regarded ever since then his primary duty to support his wife. He has said that. That's on record, and that really is what he's done.
Yes. He seems to have found two fans in the young princes. They have a lot of time for him.
Yeah, they're very close to their grandsons, actually. And I think this long marriage is an important role model for William and Harry, coming as they do from a broken home themselves. But, you know, they can have faith that marriage can be an enormous success.
I mean, talking of William makes me think of the wedding of himself and Kate. I mean, millions of people watch that around the world, Jenny. There is this fascination with royal marriages, isn't there?
Yes, it's always sort of a day off from the office of national celebration. I mean, I was there outside Buckingham Palace on that wedding day, and just everybody was smiling. It was lovely. Sometimes, you know, in the gloom of political life and economic crisis, the royals give us something to smile and be joyous about. And that was the case in 1947 on November the 20th. Britain was just coming out of the terrible war years. The Queen herself had to save up all her clothing coupons to have her wedding dress the way she wanted it. So it was a flash of colour and glamour in, you know, very, very difficult times.
Yeah, and people, a lot of people saw the wedding in colour on the old Pathé newsreels, which were normally in black and white, but there it was in colour, and it sort of added something to it, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was all very, very new seeing it on film that way in colour, and it was a great national celebration. We shan't be having a national celebration for the platinum, though, because from what I gather, the Queen and Duke have decided they kind of did all that for the golden and the diamond anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, they're 91 and 96 now, so I think they're going to have a lovely private dinner for close friends and for the family.
As you would, if you could.
Yeah.
You know, you're mentioning the Queen there and the arrangement she had to make to get her wedding dress back at the time. I was surprised to read in a survey recently that a wedding dress is the traditional wedding dress, the white wedding dress, is becoming much less popular than it was back then.
Yeah, that is a surprising finding, actually. This survey's been commissioned by the London Mint Office because they brought out a free commemorative coin for the platinum wedding anniversary. And it found, yeah, on that particular question, that only 37% would opt for a big white wedding, which is surprising. But, you know, maybe when times are a bit difficult and tight economically, you know, a big white wedding is going to cost you a lot of money, isn't it?
It's going to cost...
Some other things they found, you know, that some of the traditions have gone by the way. Not very many chaps are going to go and ask for their loved one's father. Ask their loved one's father for a hand in marriage. The hand in marriage question seems to have gone by the by, rather.
It does, yeah. I must admit, I didn't do that, now you come to mention it, at
no,
the time.
Neither did my husband. We actually can't remember who proposed to whom. It's a constant source of argument. I say you did, and he said I did. I don't know. No idea. Though this survey actually suggests that twice as many young men now are being a little bit traditional. They are going down on one knee and asking them. To get married. But what I really like is that there's a small trend towards men agreeing or opting to take their wife's surname instead of their own, which I think is rather lovely.
Instead of their own, not as a double barrel thing, no?
No, the double barrel goes on and on, that's pretty popular.
Yeah.
But actually instead of, and that pertains actually to the royals, because this was a very, very sore point with Prince Philip, that his family name, Mountbatten, was not going to go forward, and he couldn't call his children Mountbatten. They were going to be Windsors, and that really rankled with him.
Yeah, that came out, actually, in that series that was on earlier in the year.
Yes, The Crown, yeah.
Yeah.
You see, I wanted my husband to take my surname, because I'm called Bond, obviously, Jenny
yes.
Bond, and he's called James.
Ah, perfect.
Wouldn't it have been? I know, but he didn't.
Oh, he wouldn't hear of it, would he?
No, I didn't take his either.
Ah, well, that'll show him. Jenny, I could talk to you from now to next Wednesday, but unfortunately, we've got a thing called news coming. So I'll have to draw this to a conclusion. But delightful to have you on the programme. Thank you for your insights and continued good health.
Well, thank you very much. And if you want to get one of those coins, go to londonmintoffice.org.
Yes, my father-in-law will be ordering it even as we speak. He collects all those coins. So
it's
that's
a lovely
good.
Collector's piece, it is.
Okie doke. Jenny, thank you very much, and good morning to you. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Bye.
Bye.